Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush now. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Lush live in the building, and tonight's show is going to be awesome because we're talking about taking the steps that you need to make your business stand out and also helping your business to grow. We're just talking about business in general, and you know, each and every Wednesday we're always talking about let's talk about business, because there's a lot of small business owners out there that definitely need help, or independent artists that want to know more about the business, and that's why we offer this show each and every Wednesday. Call in at 347-826-7722. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com to listen live, and also check out on news and everything that's going on in the industry or worldwide. And also, we want to thank our sponsors, Team ENT1 on Twitter, www.teamentertainment.net. And also, don't forget to shout out Besame Catering, Chef Luis Santiago, shout out to him. And also, we want to definitely shout out E2K Magazine, another one of our number one sponsors, and Diverse Media Group, LLC. And you're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Tonight, we're also going to have a special guest, an up-and-coming artist, Marcia Lago. He's going to be live in the building. And don't forget, we got shows Monday through Saturday, and we definitely have shows that's definitely going on. I just want to give you a couple of tips, a couple of magazines that you guys should pick up, especially if you're an independent person that's trying to definitely get your stuff out there. The big things you should get is get Black Enterprises, along with get Black Enterprises, and also get Entrepreneurs. Pick up that and pick up Forbes magazine, because a lot of things are definitely, a lot of big information is definitely in there. One thing I want to talk about today is we get a lot of people that do email blasts. And a lot of people do email blasts, but they're not very effective in doing that, and which causes a problem. And most of the time, an average person is putting those emails into spam. And eventually, they won't see your email blast, so it'll be kind of pointless. How to do it effectively, okay? Some of the things that you can do is, the first thing is, like, you know, you're the person that's actually, that you're actually trying to, you know, the consumer that you're trying to get to wants to have an option. You know, they don't want to kind of be forced into having to, like, get your emails and stuff. They want to either opt in or opt out. So if you do have your own corporate website or your main website and stuff, a good thing that you should add to your site is get a email capture unit. Basically, let the individuals that sign up to your site have an option to opt in. If they feel like they want to give you their address, let them give you their address stating that they want to actually get updated with your stuff. Don't just take their emails and just automatically send them email blasts whenever you feel like it. So give your audience or, you know, whoever you're dealing with, your consumer, an option, you know, to deal with whatever you're dealing with. And also, organic growth is the best, you know. Grow your emails, you know. Grow your emails to the ones that opt in, you know, not the ones that you just, you know, basically, you know, it's almost like a cold call. You know how people just call your house and they're like telemarketers and you don't know who they are? Build a relationship. The ones that opt in, make it feel kind of personal when you're sending the email. Don't make them feel like, oh, man, this is spam and this is what you send to everybody. It's better to have quality than quantity. You have a lot of people that have these email blasts. They said they have 500,000 and all that stuff, but half of those people, they don't even know. People are buying email lists and stuff like that. You're not building a relationship closely with the individuals that you're trying to target, and that's the problem most of the times. To be effective, when it comes to doing that, you have to build relationships. Start out with the people that opt in, and then from there, you know, you grow and you grow and you grow. You know, at least you know that these people are actually interested in what you're sending out versus cold calling and cold email blasting and not knowing, you know, exactly, you know, what's going on. And this is another thing. If we look, the majority, 100% of the people are on video sites online. Everybody uses social media, and they always like video. People like visual, you know. Now, this is another suggestion. If you're sending out an email blast and you're trying to get to your audience, if you notice YouTube is one of the sites that people are constantly on, WorldStar, people are constantly on Smash. These are video sites. People engage in videos online. So another suggestion is an engagement key. Engage with your audience, your sales pitch. Make a little quick little, you know, whether it's a picture video or some kind of video, and you chop it up and you add it into your email. So therefore you can engage and make it kind of personal for whoever you're sending the emails to. And I think a little bit more effectively, most people are so inquisitive, most people are going to click on a video to see what you're talking about. So that's another different thing that you can add over there. And then another thing, to measure your success, right, to find out if what you're doing is acting effectively when it comes to your email blast, what you need to do is get some of these sites or use, like, whether it's Mad Mimi or certain things like that, measure the amount of people that are actually going, and they're going from the email to the website, or they're actually staying on there. The only way that you can basically say that is you have a site or program that you're using that can count that. And that's called iContact. Go to iContact.com. And you can use that program in order to, you know, make sure that you're meeting your goals. And the last thing is just find something attractive to have your audience, you know, kind of like, you know, cling to. Like, offer discounts. Everybody wants some discounts, or if they feel like there's some sort of a situation where they feel like they're getting something for free, even though they really aren't. But, you know, if it's a sense that they feel like, you know, they're getting, you know, some kind of discount, people are more opt in to actually, you know, get that type of stuff. So definitely those are some of the tips that I'm talking about when it comes to your email blast, you know, because a lot of you guys, you know, are just constantly just emailing for no apparent reason, you know. And this is another thing. A lot of you guys don't know your statistics on your website. A lot of you guys have websites and stuff like that, and don't know your back end of how many hits you're getting per day, what's your ratio of people that are bouncing, how many people are getting referred from other sites related to your site, how many people are staying on for a long time, and stuff like that. The thing I want you guys to do today is, if you don't know what Google Analytics is, I'll tell you today. Google Analytics is a program that you install. It's basically a code you install in the back end or somewhere you place it on your site. And it will allow you, it will take a tally of how many people have gone to your site per day, per year, per month, per day. And it'll also tell you how many people have, where were they referred from, what country they were coming from and stuff like that. And it'll give you a pie chart of if it's coming from North America, outside of North America. So you can have those statistics so you can show, you know, people your numbers, because this is a numbers game at the end of the day. And some of you guys can't prove your numbers or show your numbers. And I suggest now, if you've had your site for plenty of years and you haven't used Google Analytics, it's not going to start from the time you've been on. It's going to start from the day you put the Google Analytics on. So, you know, so I suggest that you guys, all you got to do is go to Google. Like, usually, like, you go into your Gmail account, and it's usually on the top it says more. It says more, and all you have to do is go in there, and then you look for Google Analytics, and all they ask you to do is type in the website. You type in your website, whether it's busradioonline.com. You type it in. They'll create a code for you. You'll get your code, and then you'll copy that code. It's an HTML code, and you'll drop that code into your website somewhere in the back end or wherever, and you'll drop the code in, and it'll send you emails, or you can even check your Google Analytics. When you go to, like, Gmail and you go into more, and you can check your Google Analytics, and you can see how many people have been going to your site. Has there been a rise and fall, or you're just not getting any traffic? Is your SEO working? So I implore everybody that if you have a website, if you have a major website or whatever, and you don't know what Google Analytics is, you can go Google it. I explained to you just now, but it is very important to go have to have Google Analytics on your website. So that's one thing that I was, you know, trying to definitely give out to the people and, you know, let them know about that. Some other things that people should look at, you know, is, you know, Obama has now actually, for small business owners, Obama has actually signed a bill to give small business owners like us to give us a tax break. Actual tax break on, you know, our businesses. So that'll be a nice return this year when, you know, you file taxes on, you know, your basically your business. Another thing that, you know, the other thing that I also wanted to say was, you know, the other thing that I was going to tell you guys was, when it comes to franchises, you know, a lot of you guys, you know, have money and stuff. But if you have some money, a nice amount of money, I would suggest a lot of you guys to look into a franchise. They have small franchises. They have big franchises. Look into the franchise and find out what franchises you can start off small with, you know what I'm saying, because you can get a franchise, you know, and you can start off with one and then have two or three or more. There's people that's living right now that have a franchise that don't have to work ever again, you know. So, you know, there's so many things that you could do, you know. And to be a franchisor, you know, they have, I suggest that all of you guys go to International Franchise Organization. It's a trade organization in Washington D.C. and just go Google it, International Franchise Organization, and it's in Washington D.C. and you can look it up, and they'll tell you, you know, all the different things that you need to do in order for you to get a franchise, whether it's financing, how much they'll match you, your options, and the different financers, different franchises that are out there. They'll also give you different ways of how to you plan and sell your business, so, and how to get the licenses and stuff. So I am, you know, definitely tell everybody, you know, to go out and go and look up International Franchise Organization and go on there and definitely go and find out information on how to get a franchise, because a franchise is another source of income for you. And another thing, a lot of us want to, you know, start a business, get into different things like that or whatever, but the problem is some of our credit is very, very bad. And a lot of us as African Americans are like, hey, man, everybody's, you know, stuff is bad, but check it out. That's not always true. You don't want to be out here and trying to get a business or trying to be the you know, CFO, you know, of your business, and you can't be the CFO because your credit is terrible. And that's a problem that we face with a lot of us, especially as minorities, when it comes to our credit. Some of us don't actually have to go, a lot of us don't have to go to these big expensive corporations that say, let's do the debt consolidation. You can actually either petition your own stuff online, go to Experian, and go to, you know, they have free credit online. Go there and check out your credit score. Most of the things that they're really looking at is credit card bills, whether it's cars or floor closures and stuff like that. And check that stuff out and see if you can either call the people up and you find out who it is, call them up, and basically you guys can basically tell them, look, man, I don't have all of it, but this is what I can give you guys right now at the moment. And then once you do that, they'll basically send, but make sure they send you a letter stating that it's clear and it's final, and make up a payment plan, and you can do that. You know, start off with the smallest bill, then work your way up and stuff, because they at least want something. You know, you might not be able to pay them all, everything, but at least they want something. And if you can negotiate that and get your credit score back up, you know, you can definitely do that. And this is another thing. A lot of people, you're like, oh, I can't get a credit card. Try Capital One. Try Capital One. When you get Capital One, they'll give you a prepaid card. You'll put your own money in, and you'll start paying in and paying in and paying in, almost like a credit card. Once you start paying in and they see that you're kind of like staying consistent with you, they'll actually start giving you your own credit. So the thing about it is that we need to build our credit up, and besides building up our credit, we definitely need to follow the steps on, you know, definitely getting our stuff together, you know. And then also, a lot of people have been asking me in regards to scholarships. It seems like a lot of people are going back to school. A lot of people are going back to school, and a lot of people are trying to figure out how can they pay for school. Now, if you went to college before or you haven't been to college before, there's some things that you need to know, right? You can go to FAFSA.com if you don't make that much in your income, and they have the Pell Grant, and they have other things that are available for you. And depending on how fast and how early you do it, you'll be able to definitely get loans, right? There's some places that you can go to check out for, you know, different ways on how to pay for school. There's a spot called microloans.com where they give you a small amount of money towards college, but it's small. It's not something huge. You can go to fastweb.com, and you can also go to Princeton Review. There's a lot of different places, you know, that definitely give scholarships. And also the Black Greek organizations, some of the Greek organizations or the actual schools you're applying to, some of them have scholarships for school. There's grants, you know, and, you know, it's just so many different things that you can do to definitely fund your, you know, your education. You know, don't be hopeless and don't feel like you can't do this and you can't do that. You can do a lot of things. And, you know, and there's options. Even though, yes, we are in a financial crisis right now, as they say. But right now, I mean, if you definitely, like, look for, you know, definitely look for the right things to do. You can definitely get all your things that you need. You know, you just have to really focus. Keys to success, guys. First, you have to, you know, you have to have a business plan. You have to know what kind of business you want to do, how you're going to do it, and how you're going to execute it. You have to also have your target market. Find your niche and have your target market. Also, on top of that, you have to be able to have a strong team. Who are the people that you're going to elect to be on your team? You're going to have some directors, managers, and people that can be able to handle themselves when you're absent from a situation. Also, on top of that, you know, putting all these together to execute excellent business, you know, it's just so many things that we need to do. Once again, like I said, pick up, you know, black enterprises and along with entrepreneurs. We're going to go to a quick song by Amiz called Me, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business, and we're going to have Marcialago live on the show later on tonight, and we're going to be right back.
Yo, Prodigy, give me something to talk over. Now rocking without me.
Look, it's hard for me not to believe that I'ma win for as long as I breathe. Fast life, I can't lie, fell in love with the speed. iPhone, iPod, multitasking, enjoying the breeze. With my sunroof open, aka the ashtray. My memory so vivid, I be picturing past days. Women I was intimate with, could care less, except for my girl Red, one of my few real friends. I tend to be a bad judge of character, broken lens. With no Photoshop for the camera, blemish on top of blemish. Yeah, I remove the cancer, but I can still feel the pain from the remnants. I never get bent out of shape. Yo, it is what it is. Left my shoulder off, handle my bid. It's nothing but a tough pair of Tim's. I got suede cleaner for a new pair. Either or, I'm still here. I made a few mistakes, I caught a few cases. I ain't proud of that. Embracing the addiction, inhaling the toxins. I'm so far gone, I'm beyond any intervention. You can't intervene, I'm liable to stay. It's a need, you can't pry me away. Please leave, I'm not here to appease you or ease your insecurities that eat you. That is like so not me. Come on, like, honestly, dude, back off, let me do what I do. Let me fall, let me fail, let me learn from the most. I'll adjust, trust me, the black George Clooney is here. The prototype back money, yeah, I got a handle on this. My attitude's resilient, I need a strong girl, a borderline feminist, but still feminine. I'm drawn to elegance, as long as she don't wanna use my past for evidence. I made a few mistakes, I caught a few cases.
Right, me. It's all about me. That definitely was a hot one right there. shout out to him. He's definitely representing for that Mass area. We were talking about business, and I gave y'all a couple of key points, and I got more to tell you. Now, I'm going to talk about the seven keys, the qualities of a successful entrepreneur. Let me give you a couple of websites that you guys can check out to definitely test if you are right to be an entrepreneur, because not everybody is built to be an entrepreneur. And some other sites to check out for franchises and also for some business. Entrepreneur quiz, you know, what kind of entrepreneur are you? Take an entrepreneur quiz to check out, you know, what kind of entrepreneur you are. Check out www.actonmba.org, actonmba.org, and take a quiz and see where do you fit in, what would be best for you, and see if you agree with that. Entrepreneur Warren Brown, he has a site, and he tells you about different things, www.takeyourownpath.com/DaleSMB. Small business grants, if you're looking for small business grants and, you know, you're not aware, you know, check out the directory right at Small Business Grants for you. It's www.business.com. Also, some people might want to be getting into some kind of international business. Check out the business opportunities for that. It's us.hsbc.com/businessbanking. And then, you know, everybody's talking about being green and stuff like that, and it's a lot of people that definitely want to, you know, get into being green business. So you can also check out some opportunities for you there by checking out www.greenbusinessopportunity.com. Recent polls conducted there by Forbes magazine show that majority of its readers would prefer to become a billionaire rather than a Nobel Peace Prize winner, the greatest scientist, or a famous athlete. There is no secret that most of the average people would dream about getting rich. But how do you get rich? That's the question. Okay? Becoming an entrepreneur is not an easy task, guys. There are certain qualities that are absolutely necessary that you need to have in order to have a successful business venture. Some of these qualities are built in parts of your inherited personality, and some of them you develop over time. Knowing these characteristics and identifying your weak ones, those which need strengthening, will eventually help you become a successful entrepreneur. Number one, everybody needs this, but I think some people don't have this. Some people need common sense. Study shows that most successful business men or women consider more common sense a foundation of their success. Common sense is defined as the ability to make sound judgment on issues which you encounter in everyday situations. Good judgment depending on acquired knowledge and past experiences. The combination of the two creates a necessary prerequisite in developing common sense in a person. Common sense allows you to understand complex issues in simpler terms and get into the core of the problem. Number two, specialized knowledge of your field. Like, you want to get into a field, but you really don't know anything about it. So that's why you need to know about it. You need to specialize in your field. Be good at what you do. It's easier to start a successful business if you have a deep knowledge of the business field that you decide to pursue too. Like, I know how to cut open, like, you know, dogs or something. Say you knew how to cut a person open and stuff like that, you know, and all you needed to do was go and, you know, we around, you know, a whole bunch of craziness. But, like, say, you know, you went, there's a lot of loud cars around. Say you went and, you know, you wanted to start up, you know, your own, surgery situation or whatever. Or say you know how to sew really good. You already know the different kind of needles you need to pick up and different things like that. So you pick up the needles and you know how to sew it a certain way to certain symmetrics and this, that, and the third. So you already know about the whole situation. Or you already knew about print. You were thrown into it. So you know the ins and outs. So it's easy for you to start your own business, right? Simple. Okay, it's easier to start a business if you have a deep knowledge of the business field that you decide to pursue. About half of all home-based startups and launched by people who decided to use their knowledge, which they gained from their previous work, experience in a particular niche area. And that's one thing I have to talk on, is that people have to find their niche. Not everybody has their niche when it comes to, you know, being in business. A lot of people just basically, you know, say, hey, I see somebody else doing it, so I want to do it. No, stop following your trend. Stop following a trend and do your own thing. Know what you're doing. Philip Green, a billionaire who made his fortune in garment retailing, claims that the cornerstone of his success is his knowledge of rag trade. He basically said that he can price a fabric simply by rubbing it between his fingers. Just by looking at the rag clothes, he can predict which one's going to sell next season and the kind. That he already knew that. Because he's been around fabric for so long, he already knows what's going to sell and what's not going to sell. Around 40% of all startups fail to survive more than 2 years. One of the main reasons is why entrepreneurs don't basically, basically jump off is because some of the people don't have knowledge of what the hell they're doing. Self-confidence. Self-confidence is definitely a key to success. You have to be knowledgeable. And on top of that, you have to really believe in what you're doing. You know, if you don't believe in what you're doing and you really don't understand what you're doing, you're going to second-guess yourself. So when you start second-guessing yourself, how can somebody actually have faith in what you're doing if you don't have faith in what you're doing? Ability of getting things done. A lot of people start things and they don't finish it. You start the business, you go get the LLC and all that stuff, and then we stop. Something comes up. So you have an LLC just sitting there for several years, and you're like, yeah, I got a business, but it hasn't been active for like 3 years. What are you doing? You know, don't sit there and do something and say you're going to do it, and you don't, man. So the things about it is that if you're going to get it done, and a lot of people also, you know, a lot of people have businesses, and they don't file their taxes, so they get caught up with the IRS and stuff, and I employ everybody. Once you start your business, open up your business account. PNC is a good bank. All you have to do is give them $100. Give them $100. Sometimes, depending on which PNC, it's $50. Give them $100 for your business account. They open it up. You have free checking. SunTrust is also good. And make sure that you get your business account, let your money go in there. And when you get your EIN number, right, your EIN number, if you don't know what an EIN number or your tax ID, it almost works as another Social Security number, but it's a Social Security number for your business. And that's what you use to open up your bank account. You take your articles of incorporation and all that and take it there. Like I said about ability to get things done, a lot of us are scared to file taxes for some reason. You don't want to get caught up with the IRS. You have to be able to report your stuff and make sure that you have everything in line, because you don't want to be that person paying $5,000 to $6,000 back in back taxes. You know, that's something that we definitely need to, you know, insist that you guys definitely do is get that together, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we need to be able to, you know, do that. And then another thing is creativity. You know, creativity is the ability to use your insight to come up with new solutions and to old problems. Getting things done in a different way or find a total different approach to conventional things to work together. Entrepreneurs need creative thinking abilities virtually in everything. Each new product, each new market method, each business decision, all these are fertile ground for creative thinking. And also you have to have the ability to lead. And this is another problem, okay? Like I said, with the creativity, sometimes we have to think outside the box. Not everything in the norm is effective, you know. We have to think outside the box. Every time you're thinking about something, somebody's like three steps ahead of you. So you have to be creative, especially when you're dealing with your competitors. You understand like that? You have to think about things like that. Definitely on top of that, have the ability to lead, like I just said earlier. a lot of us are not good leaders. A lot of us really need to go back to being a follower instead of being a leader. Because if you haven't followed and not been a good follower to watch the steps of a person who was a leader, and therefore you take all of that knowledge and you take it into your grasp, and then you start leading, and you haven't really learned, you're bound to fail. You're setting yourself up for failure. Self-reliance, being self-sufficient, oh, my God. That is, like, the biggest thing that a lot of us don't know how to do, being self-sufficient. If you're not too self-sufficient or at least can get yourself close to self-sufficiency, you're bound to fail also. Because why? Because a lot of us rely too much on people when we need to rely on ourselves. This is a site that you guys can check out. People were asking me in the chat room how can they check out to find out what's the best franchises. Right now they have franchises starting under $30,000. You can go to www.franchisegator.com and check out some of those things. Also, you want to check out some small business loans. If you have bad credit, they got corporatecreditsuccess.com. You can check that site out. And go to SBA, like I said. Go to the Small Business Bureau, Small Business Owners, SBA, Small Business Association, and check them out. And, get some information. Log on to their website. Also, if you don't have invoices and you need invoices, that's why we have the World Wide Web. There's so many things that are free. You guys need to start utilizing them. If you need an invoice, you can go download an invoice and you can just tweak it. You know, everybody has Microsoft Word, Microsoft Office. You know, guys, there's so many free things out there that we need to take advantage of. Another thing, artists, independent artists. Guys, you keep on complaining to me, you can find me in the set and the third. Listen to me. I'm tired of you guys with just having a MySpace page, okay? You can tweak your MySpace out and all that stuff. You have to be able to adapt. Being able to adapt in any situation is very key when it comes to business. We've watched the transition from the Black Planets to the MySpace, to the Facebook, to the Twitter, to the Ning sites and all of that stuff, you know, to the YouTube and all that stuff like that, to the World Star. Guys, you have to be able to adapt. Even though, yes, it is another source of social media, but we know the strongest two are Facebook and Twitter. Wouldn't you think about basically getting a Facebook page or setting up a fan page or setting up your own site instead of being on somebody else's site? And a lot of us, this is one problem that I find with a lot of people, is that a lot of people like to attach themselves with other people's movements when they haven't solidified their own. Why is that? Because a lot of them are scared to fail. If they attach themselves to another entity, therefore they can find blame in someone else rather than blaming themselves. You cannot be afraid of success or be afraid of failing once. When you fail, you try and try again. And that's, like I said, that's the problem. And like I said, with the corporate website, like I said, a lot of you guys utilize a lot of the free things you have. You have Blogspot. You have this other site now that they have Wix, which is the actual full flash page that you can use. They have options to do different things. And you have Blogspot or Blogger.com, and you also have Tumblr. People use that as a blogging site along with, you know, using it as a website. And then you also have WordPress. I mean, there's so many different things you can use and integrate with the Twitter, with the social media to make your product, your brand be as effectively seen by your audience. But it's up to you guys to stop being lazy. Stop being lazy and get out there and go and do what you got to do. You know, go out there and do what you got to do and get the job done. Because nobody's going to do it for you. No one handed me anything, and no one's going to hand you anything. If you want something done, you got to go out and get it. And once again, people, I tell you guys to utilize the World Wide Web. The World Wide Web is something that you guys definitely need to start investing and looking at. All that time you're sitting there looking at WorldStar, you could be finding out information on how to LLC your business. You could be finding out information how to put together an effective WordPress, how to put together an effective blogging site. Even if you don't do too much graphics, how to make it work for you. We're going to go to the song by Egyptian and Nicki Minaj, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Egyptian, tell them to go on, eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a bug gal edition. See them gal that contradiction. Them say them sitting tight, a bare fiction. The whole of them a beat. Body smoking, cigarette, shit nice, figure it. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out on them, Jamaican tip. All I do is sign booths and be taking pics. Got the new Benz, the color of a bacon pit. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian shit. Got this young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. No Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Barbie. Man, I've enough gal in a
bubble. Y'all be watching all y'all, one of y'all try to roll y'all. Y'all give me the prices, with me everything in my life. Y'all be so swappy, one of y'all, funny thing all around y'all. Y'all give me the prices, hold me everything in my life. Like a bad boy, funny boy, whoop, 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 whoop. Y'all funny back and see a boom, 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 boom. Give me back a one night, the bad boom, boom, boom. But if I'm bad, then ask me, I get my boom.
Yeah, that was Egyptian, Nicki Minaj right there, you know. And we're going to go to another song because that's how I feel right now. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about business. Jay-Z has a new song called King. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business.
You know you've become a star because you're the biggest target out there, right? When everyone's on the court, they're coming for you. When the opposing player walks into the arena, they're thinking about upstaging you. You're like a trophy to them. They're thinking, if I'm better than this guy, the spotlight turns on me. So you know you're a superstar because you're a marked man. Everyone's coming for you.
Fire by Basquiat, Machavia, fire, everybody took a shot, took my body up, fire, build me up, break me down, build me up again, he's like, oh, we need you back, we can kill your ass again. Ho's got flow, though he's no big and pop, but he's close, time posting when they got to fight the ghost. Most kids
get their heads cut
with the same thought, they knight you, they gon' cook knight you, wait, shit, it's only half if they like you, they ain't even half what they might do. Don't believe me, ask Michael, see Martin, see Malcolm, see Biggie, see Pop, see success in its outcome, see Jesus, see Judas, see Caesar, see Brutus, see success is like suicide, suicide is suicide, we receive, prepare to be crucified, media medals, niggas who you settle, every step you take, they remind you you ghetto, so it's tough being Bobby Brown, to be Bobby then, you gotta be Bobby now, now the question is who has had and lost, better than not having it all, because dog, king, the shots ring, you're laying in the balcony with holes in your dream, or your Malcolm X out, get distracted by the screen. Everybody get your hand on my jeans, everybody looks strange, they change, like it works that hard to stay the same, the game stays the same, the name changes, so it's best for those to not overdose on being famous. Most kings get tripping so insane that they try to hit the same vein that Kurt Cobain did, so dangerous. No strangers invited to the end to save them. A yo chambers, low chambers, the enemies approaching. So rage your drawbridge and drown them in the most in. Spirit, I'm awoken. It's kings who've been awoken from shots from those who was most close to them. They won't stop till you go to them. But real kings don't die, they become martyrs. Let's toast to them. King Arthur put a robe to them. Like James Brown, know the show ain't over until Rome's ruined. Till the Republic is overthrown. Till my loyal subjects is overhauled. Long live the king, know the rain won't stop. They want my head on a chopping block, I won't die, nah.
Most kings get their heads cut. Keep on climbing till you reach the top. You keep on coming if you're ready or not. Most kings get their heads cut. Keep on coming if you're ready or not.
Long live the king, know the rain won't stop. Long live
the king.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms to rent. Rooms to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
Come on, everybody, let's all get down.
The event on October the 2nd is going to be retarded.
Brooklyn, where you at?
You're going to have celebrities. Manhattan is going to be off the hook. You know what I mean? Blasting off. We're going to have posters. It's going to go ham. Go ham with us, man. Come party with us. We want to show y'all how we party. Make sure y'all show my man DJ Truth that crazy retarded love. Because if you don't, I might have to smack you myself, like I tell you.
More industry connection to phone company.
Oh, yeah, it's going down October 1st to the 3rd, New York City. Keep your eyes open. It's official. It's first annual DJ Truth Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit hosted by the industry. Everybody's going to be there. Lush is going to be there. If you're trying to get down with the Get Down, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online and DJ Truth. Get all the information. I got the buzz flyer popping right now. Just got confirmations from 3 major A&Rs. If you want to get down to DJ Truth First Annual Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit in New York City, keep your eyes out. It's going down, all right?
DJ Truth.
Yeah, you heard it first, you know what I'm saying? It's going down October the 2nd, DJ Truth's Birthday Bash at Club Rome in Manhattan. So, you know, you got to dress tight. Don't be coming in there with no jeans or nothing like that. It's $20 at the door. They got bottle service. So make sure you pop your bottles and get your stunting on. Y'all, you know what it is. And also, like I said, man, definitely want to shout out Beth Simmons, Catering, Team Studio, and E2K Magazine, and Diverse Media Group, LLC. Also, don't forget that the Nigerian Independence Day. Shout out to all my Naija people. My Naija, all my Ibadan, all my Oyo State, too. All of my people from Abuja and Lagos. Everybody, man. And all my vendors like that. Hausa, Igbo, everybody. Naija, they go celebrate, too. Yes, yeah, So, shout out to everybody, Naija Independence Day. It goes down October the 1st. It's Nigerian Independence Day. Call in. Let us know where the party's at in the DMV worldwide. Let's celebrate that Nigerian independence. Also, call in. If you're a business owner and you got a business, call in at 347-826-7722. A young lady by the name of Thais, owner of Lip Service Inc., will be live on the show on Thursday with Street Queens The Movement, and the title of the show is called Are You Trapped? Do you feel like you're trapped in a relationship, or you feel like you're being controlled? Call in and talk to us this Thursday and talk to us about how you feel about your relationship. Friday is hotter now. We're going to have Young L.A. from Grand Hustle. We're going to have your man DJ Ronan, and we're also going to have a couple of other people live in the building with us. Always got special guests. We never know who's going to drop in the building. But I want to tell you about my boy DJ Ronan's jump off. My homeboy DJ Ronan's jump off. Tonight it goes down. Okay? The Elements presents tonight DJ Ronan's 6th annual birthday bash at the Public Assembly, 70 North 6th Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. DJ Ronan, DJ Tashi, DJ Ja Million, and on the ones and twos, hosted by Talisa D of Hot 97 Boston, the B word. 18 and up. It's $10 at the door, bring an ID, performing live. It's Capadonna, Wu-Tang, Math Hopper, you already know what it is, Sav Kills, Curtains, Big Lou, Poison, Pen, Akalia, Punchline, Cortez, Illichi, Liaison, Kosha Dill, Sarah Connor, our sister, Louis Kahn's, T. Ridd from Buffalo, New York, Schemes, Jameson, Joe Colombo, shout out Joe Colombo, Frank Knight, and Cold Plans, man. It's going down tonight. Make sure you support my brother from another mother. It's his birthday. Support him on his birthday. I sent you a lot of birthday wishes. DJ Ronan, he definitely holds us down on Lunch Radio Online. Now, Black Enterprises named 75 powerful women that are billionaires and are doing their thing, that powerful women in the business right now. You got Cheryl Atkins Green, Global Vice President of Brand Development of Mary Kay Inc. You know, Mary Kay has pulled in $2.6 billion when it comes to being a cosmetic giant. You got Claire Fontenot, Senior Vice President of Chief Tax Officer of Walmart. Now, you know Walmart go hard body. You know Walmart is all over the place. They got them in the U.S., Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, Puerto Rico, El Salvador, China, Japan, the United Kingdom. Like, Walmart is everywhere, so, like, you know, she's making crazy money. You got Carol Baldwin Moody. She's Senior Vice VP and Chief Compliance Officer of a nationwide mutual corporation. She's another powerful young lady. Ingrid Beckles, she's Senior Vice VP of, Default Assessments Management of Freddie Mac. You know what I'm saying? Getting them billions, you know. And they got a lot of things, going on. You got Donna M. Bowles. She's Senior VP of Human Resources and of BD, which is formerly known as Becton and Dickinson Incorporation, and they're responsible for $7.2 billion global medical technology joint jump offs. You know, the medical field and the medical technology, they got a lot of money. And you got another young lady, Rosaline Brewer, division president of the Southeast operation of Walmart. All these people is like really doing stuff in Walmart. I need to get in Walmart. I think I'm in the wrong business, man. Kraft Foods, Senior VP. They pull in like $4.2 billion. When it comes to the food, man, with Kraft Foods, and you got Glennis A. Bryan, Insight Enterprise Inc., and they pull in $4.8 billion in global information technology. And you got Janice Bryan Howard, founder and CEO of Act One Group, and the company is listed. And they're entitled for their revenues. They deal with overseas operations. They pull in $735 million in revenue. I know that's why she's smiling in her picture, because she's getting that bread. It's a lot of women that are bosses out here. And the one lady I really wanted that Black Enterprises had at the front. That had it on front on the blast. She actually graced the front cover. She is the CEO of Xerox. Everybody, you know, that use Xerox copiers and all that stuff, and we have them in the offices and everywhere. This is the CEO of Xerox. They pull in $132 billion. Her name is Ursula Burns. I want to interview her. Can I get some sponsorship? Besides Oprah being a super billionaire, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're definitely talking about, you know, how to build your business and definitely getting your business out there. So we're talking about the 75 most powerful women in business. You have Gwendolyn Butler, president and COO of Capri Capital Partnership. They pull in $4.2 billion per year, okay? So, I mean, you got people pulling in crazy amount of money. You got Anne Marie Campbell, a president of Southern Division of Home Depot. This is Home Depot now. They're pulling in $71.3 billion on home improvement retail. So these are some powerful women getting this money right here. So all I'm saying is they just give me motivation to, you know what I'm saying, really take it to the next level. You know, okay, take out this young lady right here, Bernice Clark, senior vice president of merchandise and marketing for Macy's. Everybody loves Macy's, right? So you know how much money that they're pulling in? They're pulling in a couple of billion dollars. You know, it's so many women out here that are pulling in some nice amount of money. I'm like, okay, check this out. Johnson & Johnson. You know how much Johnson did? Her name is Laverne H. Council. She's the corporate vice president and chief information officer of Johnson & Johnson. She's responsible for management and information technology related to Johnson & Johnson. Everybody, and they use on their baby Johnson, they're pulling in a budget of an annual of $1.9 billion. Like, this isn't any play money. We're talking about, let's talk about business live on Lush Radio Online. Like I said, man, it's really crazy. And we also going to have your boy Marcialago live in the building with us. We're going to be talking about him and his business. And we're talking about, let's talk about business tonight on Lush Radio Online, how to step your business up. And, you know, just bringing light to a lot of people that are making big money out here, no matter if it's the music industry or just business in general. Any entrepreneurs, call in at 347-826-7722. We got a caller from the 646. 646, state your name and where you're calling from.
Lush, what's good, baby? It's Marcialago.
What's up, Marcialago? How you doing?
What's good? What's popping out there?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging and seeing in the gangster man. I'm broadcasting live from Philly right now. We'll be in New York on Friday.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. I gotta come up there and chill with y'all on person when y'all come to New York one time.
That's what's up. We actually, I'm actually up there every other weekend, but the rest of the staff is there every weekend.
Okay, that's what it is. I definitely appreciate you giving me the good look and letting me come on. You know, let people know about what I'm doing and all that. So shout out to Lush Radio. Everybody need to get on board with that, man. This is definitely a big movement that we've got to pop off with.
Yeah, that's what it is. We definitely try to cater to the independent artists and the majors and stuff like that. And definitely, I can't say that, you know, without my boy Omar, you know, our wonderful graphic designer that's designing our site, www.lushradioonline.com.
Yeah.
You see all those wonderful graphics on there. He's the one doing that. Without him, we wouldn't have this interview today. Marcialago, talk to me, man. The first thing, you know, you got any shout-outs before we get into this interview, fam?
First and foremost, shout out to you for having me on. Definitely shout out to my brother Fearless, aka Omar. You know him, you know what I mean. That dude always put anytime he got something going on, he looks out for me. Shout out to my whole team, Family Entertainment, my brother Tony Chiba, my dude Promo, Livewire Sounds, Nice. I mean, it's just so much. RMG, Javon, what up, baby? Jay Cyray, for y'all don't know, that's my man. He also did the window shopping for 50 Cent and a couple other records out there. So shout out to everybody in my hood that's definitely making it pop, the whole Rockland County music scene, man. We definitely come.
So what borough are you representing in New York out there?
I'm not actually from a borough. I'm from a small town upstate, like 20 minutes outside of New York City, outside of Manhattan. It's called Rockland County. So that's where I'm from. So like, I'm right on the outskirts of New York City.
Oh, okay. All right. How far is that from, like, Albany and Rochester?
From Albany and Rochester? From Albany, it's about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
You got to go past my area to get to Albany. You going past me. Yeah, Albany's up there.
So you coming out from out there in upstate New York. I know it get wild out there because it don't be that much to do. Cats be wilding out, so that's a rough area. So I know you speaking on a lot of harshness and stuff because, I mean, it'd be crazy. Like, people think they live in the hoods, but when they be in them upstate New York and they don't got nothing to do, all they do is be, like, killing people and doing some crazy stuff, man.
On the real, one thing that everybody, I'm sure anybody in the streets understands, that everywhere got a ghetto. Like, you know what I'm saying? My hood honestly ain't no different from nobody else's hood. It might be more people in your hood, so more of it might happen in the New York City. But everything that happens everywhere happens here too, man. We got good neighborhoods. We got places where you can go and get your top pop early. I mean, it just happens. So the hood is the hood, man. It's as long as you know your wits and you good, you be good in the hood, man. Especially if you're out here with me, you all right.
That's what it is. All I'm saying is just as long as you got a bottle, I'm good. That's like,
you know what, and it's on.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
But, Monty Alonzo, man, what inspired you to get into the music business? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody says, you know, it's 90% business and the rest is your talent. So what inspired you to get into this crazy business?
Well, honestly, to get into it, I just, not on no hate, there's just a lot of rappers that I felt like, you know, that are on. And I'm like, damn, man, I need your job, brother. I need your job. There's no way you should have got it. But, I mean, other than that, what made me love music is like my older sister, Nidra, man. Anybody album that ever came out when I was coming up, she always had it. Like, anything. My sister always had it. So I was always quick to pick up on lyrics. I could listen to your song three times, and I know it word for word. So my mom used to always tell me I need to do that with schoolwork, and I'd be all right. But, like, it just straight up, she used to always hit me with that. Like, if you do that in school, you'd be better. But, you know, it was just the music. That was something that always clung to me. I clung to music. And then also, I moved from New York from 92 to 96. So I was pretty much in North Carolina, like, you know, with my mom's my pops. I was used to being with my brothers, sisters, or whatever. I was down there by myself. So really, music was really, really kept me in tune with what was going on, especially back up here in New York. So I just, you know, once I picked up a pen one day, honestly, I was chilling in the park. I heard some dudes I knew rapping when I came back to New York in 96. I thought them dudes was trash. I picked up a pen and walking home, I wrote my first rap, and it's like I ain't never picked a pen down. That was in 1996.
That's what's up. You know, one thing I want to touch on, you know, a lot of people in New York don't want to admit it, but, you know, a lot of their roots be from down south. Like, a lot of their family, like, a lot of, like, when they be going to family reunions and all that, you know, some of them cats got family, like, down south, like, in North Carolina, Atlanta, and all that. You know what I'm saying?
What you got to understand is the majority of people up here you definitely got some roots down south. Without a doubt. I know plenty of people who've been in New York for over 40 years. They still got the thick Southern accent. So I take both of my parents from the South. Both of them. My mom's is from Virginia. My pops from North Carolina. So my whole family is definitely flooded throughout the South. I got a street in North Carolina with nothing but my family live on. So straight up.
Yeah. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We live. Like I said, we live in the building and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush. And if you're just tuning in right now, we got the one, the only, Mercy Alago live in the building, man. We got a caller. We got a caller live in the building with us. We're going to bring you in tonight. We're talking about, let's talk about business. And we're also talking with your boy, Mercy Alago, live with us on Lush Radio Online. Caller from the 618. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Do you got a question from Mercy Alago, or you want to tell us, you know what I'm saying, what's some of the keys to business?
Yeah. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Mercy Alago, what's up, bro? This is Giddy the Name, nigga.
Giddy the Name. What, yo, let me tell y'all something. Me and Giddy the Name got a record. That, yo, when y'all hear this, man, I'm just, listen, Giddy, what up, brother? You already know what we're doing. You already know. Everybody else is going to be smacked in the face with it. Straight up. Straight from ATL to New York. My brother, Giddy the Name. Shout out to you, brother. You definitely doing a lot of things, man. I'm loving the Google Me record, the Google Me video and all that. You have some shorties up. You should have called me, man. I'm supposed to be in that. What's going on, brother? I'm supposed to be in that.
Oh, I definitely got to get you on the remix, man.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm with it any time, brother, any time, man. I just can't wait for people to really hear that money be my best. Oh, man, I can't even do it, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Definitely.
Shout out to Giddy the Name, everybody in ATL, man.
That's the sound. Shout out to you, Giddy. We had Giddy, like, not too long ago on the show. Shout out to you, Giddy. That Google Me song is definitely high. You can actually find the song on the site, logo on the www.lushradioonline. Check out the mixtape and all that. You know what I'm saying? The whole situation. You know what I mean?
Right.
Stay on the line with us, Giddy. The other thing I want to say to you, Marcia Lago, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you have to face as an independent artist?
Honestly, at one point, what is now my disadvantage used to be my advantage, and that was because I was from New York. At this point, you know, definitely, like I said, shout out to Giddy the name. The South definitely has it. So at this point, it's harder for a New York artist, even though this is pretty much where it started. Like, you know, it don't matter because everywhere is doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got dudes in Alaska rapping. So it's like, you know, just being from New York, it's like New York is actually, we are so hard on ourselves. Like, New York, it's hard to get support from other New York artists. Down South, they show love. Like, up here, it's all about the dude, you know, so what that dude right next door to you is spitting too. You want to be better than him. But other than collaborate with him, try to see, you know what I'm saying, see what connects he got, build and poly. And, you know, that's why tonight is a good, definitely a good topic about the business, because New York dudes are all about their own business. And honestly, that's not the way to go. You're not going to, you can't start no marketing web. You can't start a networking web trying to do it all by yourself. And that's what New York dudes, I know we got our own pride, you know, we like to have our name be the one that made it happen, but it's like, you need a team. And you also need other people that even ain't in your team, because they know stuff that people in your team don't know. They know people in your team that they don't know, you know what I'm saying? And New York is just so hard, because it's like, New York is like a bunch of crabs in a barrel. Real talk. It's a bunch of crabs in a barrel. You know, it's just a bunch of hate, and it's for nothing, like, it's for nothing.
Why do you feel like New Yorkers don't support each other as much as the Southern music industry does?
That goes back to just the whole way of living. Like, when I moved down South, I couldn't go nowhere without people waving. Hey, people I don't know at all. It's just more of a friendly atmosphere out there. So that transcends into everything they do, whether it's music, movies. They show love to each other like that. In New York, it's always about your own style, your own this, your own that. And that's what we take pride in. But we trying to get blinded by not opening our third eye or our eyes at all and seeing what else is out there, because we're so enwrapped up in our own thing and what we want to do and what we think is cool, what we think is hot, and how everybody needs to look at us like we tastemakers. At this point, to keep it real, New York does not have it no more. Like, it's everywhere else. So, look, Mims is from New York. He had to drop that "This Is Why I'm Hot." People had to think he was a Southern artist to pop. It's sick like that. But New York now is like, and the New York DJ, they kind of, you know, they conform to what's being played. So they showing love to the South more than they showing love to their own artists. You got dudes like Kay Slay, that's ride or die New York. He definitely don't have no hate or malice in his heart for the South or nothing. But he support New York. Dudes like Kay Slay, a lot of DJs need to holler at Kay Slay. Dude like Kay Slay support New York. He support everywhere else. James, trust me, it's not a problem hearing a Get It The Name record on Kay Slay. You heard? But Kay Slay is definitely New York to the heart. So he's going to do what he can to try to promote New York artists. A lot of DJs are just going with whoever say is hot. And that, whatever they say is hot, the label or the machine say is hot, that's what DJ's is doing. Kay Slay is repping. He wants New York to come back. So shout out to Slay, man. Every DJ with the mindset like Kay Slay, man. Shout out to you.
That's what it is. Shout out to Kay Slay. That's definitely one of our partners and stuff. Shout out to him. And later on in the show, guys, a lot of people are asking, how do they get applications? I want to get an app for my phone. I want to get an app for my business. I'm going to tell you a couple of spots you can go check out more information about getting the apps and creating apps for your radio stations, for your phones, whatever business, your website. You know what I'm saying? They got them. I'm going to give y'all the insight on how to get that popping. You know what I'm saying? Tonight on Let's Talk About Business. And right now, Montelago's talking with us about, you know, why people, you know, basically don't show that support for one another and everything like that. And I agree with you. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of money that can be made. A lot of things can really happen at this point where the game is. It's very lucrative. You can make money off of anything. But all the hate that we do on each other, we hurt ourselves, man. New York don't even see it. They just, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? Shout out to everybody that's still doing the battle thing. I just went to the Smack DVD battle the other Sunday night. Shout out to all my dudes, Math Hoffa, Cortez. Shout out to my dude, Saigon. He was in the building. Right there, when I went to that, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of camaraderie. Even though dudes are trying to get at dudes' throats, right there in that little building, man, was more love for each other than the whole New York rap scene got for each other. And these are dudes that's coming to embarrass each other.
You know what? I heard all of them, most of all the battle rappers, they cool with each other. The only person that I heard, allegedly, I heard everybody don't like Curious Jones. That's what I heard, allegedly. But, allegedly, I heard everybody just don't like Sirius, but I guess that's what I allegedly heard. Don't quote me on that. But I heard everybody else shows each other mad love in the battle scene, but everybody can't stand Sirius.
Yeah, I mean, from what I see, shout out to my dude Murda Mook. These are all dudes that, you know, I rock with. Like, I've never met Sirius Jones, so I don't know. But when I go to the scenes that I go to, when I see all these other dudes, I never see him there. So. I'm just saying, like, when I went Sunday night to the snack joint of Voodoo Lounge, mad dudes was there, industry dude Freddie Godson came through, mad people was there, Sirius Jones was not there, and personally, I haven't seen or heard of Sirius Jones in a good long while, so I don't know how much anybody got for him, because I don't hear nothing from him.
That's all I'm saying, allegedly.
Allegedly got for this brother, but I don't see him, so he's not around when I go places.
That's what I'm saying. He's usually not around because allegedly,
yeah, I get that right.
But anyway, shout out to Fred the Godson. We had him live in the studio with us. That's definitely our family.
Okay.
Shout out to Mad Popper. I talked to him not too earlier, you know, on Twitter and on the phone. Because tonight is DJ Ronan's birthday bash going down
okay.
You know, tonight. So y'all definitely need to check that situation out. Mad is actually going to be there performing live. And it's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely going out there tonight. And a lot of the battle rappers, shout out to Cortez, because he definitely was in the building with us.
Cortez was one of the main events on Sunday, not to cut you off, Lush, but Cortez was one of the main events on Sunday night, him versus Marv 1. So shout out to Cortez, shout out to Marv 1, shout out to all the dudes that went out there, that go out there and go at each other's throat, because they was going at each other's neck, Lush, trust me.
I bet they was, and shout out to my sister that's definitely holding herself down with the whole situation. Grind time, my girl Sarah Connor. Shout out to my sister out there.
She was in the building too. She was in the building. I see her in the building Sunday night.
She always in the building.
she always in the building when there's
some battle rapping going on.
Yeah, shout out to Sarah Connor. Shout out to Flo. That was all the female rapper that was in there. So a couple female rappers was in there too. None of the females battled Sunday night, but they definitely came out to show love. Shout out to the female rappers that's coming up in the circuit. Sarah Connor, Flo, and everybody else that's doing their thing, man.
That's what's up. Shout out to Matt, to Hop in the chat room. Shout out to Miss CDJ. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. A Poetic State of Mind. Shout out to all y'all in there. And we're talking about business, and we're also talking with Mercy Alago. We're going to continue talking to him, and then I'm going to give y'all some more tips about applications for your business and stuff. You know, everybody's into creating apps, you know, whether it's for the iPhone, BlackBerry. We're going to be discussing that a little later on in the show. Also, man, tell us what's new, what's going on with you, who some of the producers you're working with. Get that information out there for the people, player.
Right now, I'm working with, like I said, my man Jay Saray. Y'all should know him because he's done a lot of big records. He actually, when his main record on the radio right now, he just did the beat for the Speaking Tongue joint for Cam Avato and them. Shout out to my brother Jay Saray. My cousin Javon, the last Don, he definitely is doing his thing. He's working with Power 105. Shout out to him. That's one of the producers I rock with. I also do my own production. Shout out to Chunk and Y. Shout out to Tango. Shout out to Twins and Y. There's just so many people. We definitely got our own circuit out here, Lush, man. Honestly, to get a major record deal tomorrow, I don't have to go to nobody major to turn out with a hot product. Like, I got it already. Already got it.
That's what it is, man. It's real talk, man. Definitely get it popping and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We definitely getting it popping all day, every day. And we definitely got some people that are definitely saying that they like your feel. They like what you're talking about and stuff in the chat room.
Shout out to the chat room, everybody in the chat room. If y'all like what I'm talking about in the chat room, y'all need to wait till the mixtape drop, which is called the Final Countdown. Go check, look for that. That's coming out very, very soon. Lush, I already got you with a bunch of copies. You good, Ma?
So who were some of the collabos, some of the people? Was it all you, some of the collabos you got going on?
Some of the collabos I got right now on the it's definitely a bunch of my team. I'm trying to definitely promote Rockland artists. So shout out to my brother VS Official. Shout out to my dude. There's so many people on my project. My brother Combat, my man Grim. Shout out to my dude Kavasi. He a reggae artist coming out of my hood. He's definitely he's doing his thing. Shout out to who else is on the record? Who else is on the joint? Right now we're trying to get into works. I'm trying to holler at my man Saigon so we can finish finally doing this record. We ain't did a joint in a long time, so y'all might see Saigon on it by the time this actually comes out. Who else? My man Austin the Don from the BX. Shout out to him. Just so many. I got a lot of stuff, man. I can't wait to come out, man. Shout out to my dude, my man Young Cause and Effect. He's hot too, man. Shout out to him. He's on the project. So I mean, there's definitely a good body of work. I took a little while to put out. We are, you know, doing revision and stuff like that. One of the hard drives crashed, so we definitely had a little soap opera putting this mixtape together. But now that it's finally ready, I really, really, really hope all of y'all enjoy it, man. I know I have fun making it.
Since you just said something about hard drives, I got to touch base on that. Since this is Let's Talk About
Uh-oh.
Business. Now I'm about to go in on some of y'all artists out there now.
Uh-oh.
A lot of y'all artists going to the studio in the stew, and y'all say, oh, but the engineer got it. What if a situation happens? Why you don't have a backup, people? And I tell y'all, bring your own external drive. They don't cost that much nowadays. If you can go buy a big old chain on your neck and buy you some new kicks, you can buy an external drive. They don't cost that much, people. Go get an external drive. Get that copy of your song, your single, your instrumental. Get that and put that in that external drive and always double back up your external drive. And another thing I want to tell you guys, you know, Western Digital's, or you can get the 2 terabyte, you know, external drive that you can keep in your house if you're doing videos and stuff like that. And make sure you double back that up, too, because, you know, everything is subject to change or subject to crash. So you always double back it up. And also, for you people that say, oh, dang, my laptop is messed up, all my information is gone. Go, I don't care if it's the Geeks, you go to Geek Squad at Best Buy. If you don't know, they got a ghosting program that you can ghost your whole entire computer. It's a situation where you can snatch the whole entire hard drive, every last thing from your pictures to everything that was downloaded on it, and you can just mimic your whole entire computer on an external drive. So go inquire about that, you know, just in case, because, you know, it's not a game out here. When you lose your information, you feel like you're about to die.
Man. Oh, my, yo, I'm telling you, we lost a lot of work behind that happening, man. And you know what, I honestly wish we had this show a couple of weeks before it actually happened to us. Maybe we wouldn't have went out like that, but we did it all up. That's for real, man. I'm like, damn, I wish this had happened before, but it's all good. Y'all need to listen to Lush on the real, man. She's definitely giving y'all vital information. This ain't just talk to be talking because we got lips and voices, man. Y'all really need to listen to what she's saying, man. I'm a prime product of you need to back up your stuff. Real talk. 3 months ago, I was ready to cry like a baby when I walked in that studio and couldn't get nothing. So, listen, back up your stuff, man. For real. Honestly, me personally, I'm not too much with studio hopping. I got me and my team got our own headquarters. That's what we rock with. I normally, if need be, I can record there, and I'll email somebody the record for them to put their verse on. But I'm not too big on studio hopping unless it's going to, you know, network and meet other people. Other than that, I got a home studio that we rock at, Pro Tools now, all that. So I'm not really trying to hop too many studios. I like to be comfortable when I work, and I can't.
I mean, but
you know,
even if you have your own stuff, man.
Oh, yeah,
I don't care what it is. Back it up.
Right at headquarters. Headquarters is what crashed. So yes, even if it's your studio, back your stuff up, man. If it's vital to you and important to you, back it up. Straight up.
I just had a situation where my whole motherboard on my laptop, which is my life, was destroyed. Luckily, I backed my whole entire system and ghosted, and it's all on the external drive right now.
Okay.
My computer's an external drive, so I can upload it to anything. But, you know, it's crazy, yo. This joint is serious when it comes
man.
To, you know, your information. And also, people, don't forget to walk around. And even if it's on your keychain or whatever, always have a flash drive with you. You never know what's going to happen. It might be a hot disease that you need to snatch right there and there. You know what I'm saying? You might not have to carry around CDs that might break and snap. Invest in getting a little flash drive also. You know what I'm saying? Get them little joints, man. It's nothing. Get those. And we're going to go into your song. Get them. You know, introduce your joints to us.
Listen, party people. People, listen up, man. You're rocking with Lush Radio for one, so you already act. You're already doing something right in your life because you're all Lush. So holla at your boys. It's Mercy Alago, man. Shout out to my team once again, Family Entertainment. This is my record called Get 'Em. You can also hear this on Power 105 every other Sunday or whatever. Shout out to Javon Last Don, knowing why. But, yeah, this is Get 'Em because that's what we do. We get 'Em.
Who put this thing together?
Huh?
Me. That's who. Who do I trust? Me!
Yeah. Mercy Alago. You know what? We here to get em. Fam. Oh! All in one. On G, what up? Give me production, some pits, a pen and pad, and I'll make you up something hot. Plain and simple, they be mental to play with a brother's crop. If it ain't to the good, that'll get you a couple shots.
Say my name in your hood,
that'll get you a couple props.
You're welcome.
You're retarded, I'm something they need to watch. And I'm only getting started where others just seem to stop.
Help me put together last bit.
I figure I crack heads till the nigga stack bread. Just bigger than Shaq's bed. I ain't even go hard, I'm where you need to be. But you seem to be out of slow start. Burn up every track, my tires even the road mark. I'm an F1 that you tryna beat with a go-kart.
This is gonna be interesting.
Hope you figured in that the bass is in back of you. The scatter you just gonna be witnessing. Pointing the whispering as you can fix it and spread.
But watch their faces when they figure out they getting it next.
Cause when the war's on, we gone.
You can get together.
We'll be putting something to them. And whoever's coming with them till they all gone. We gone.
You can get together.
Any thoughts of getting at him, man, you niggas best to get him.
We gon' get him.
Quick, 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 quick,
quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick,
quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, quick, and they eyes all out of sockets. I glides all over top of it. Anything I spit, the hottest shit. See the flies all over top of it. Talking that stuff again like they thought it's the toughest pin. Soon as they face the talking, they get talking to Muppet skin. So better hush your mouth or we rush your house, nigga.
Stomper on your face, screamer, fuck your couch, nigga.
No problem, you don't wanna get involved in fiddle with. Friends is trying, but can't even solve it a little bit.
Ask if you wanna go,
show you all to get a hit. Some rappers be coming to close and no cigars are getting.
Cause nigga,
we're
gone. You can get em.
We'll be putting something to them. And whoever's coming with them till they all gone.
We're gone.
You can get em. Any thoughts of getting at them, man, you niggas best to get them.
We gon' get em.
We gon' get em. Everything will be cool as long as you don't say me.
I'm a boy
coming at me in a focus mistake. It's not a loss, what exactly were you hoping to take? Better stay with them hate mistakes you don't disarmate. We would bash about it and laugh about it over a state. But how the fuck we gonna be? I don't speak with these little niggas. They get stuck up in my teeth when I'm eating these little niggas.
Where's that rapper that?
Then after I recite this, I might catch the itis and take a nap after that.
Hey, you
even not even wanting to rap after that. We breaking the chips and making a stack after that. Try taking it, what you making to cap after that. With your wifey nigga, she making it clap after that.
We gon' rap, we gon'
kill
him. We putting something to him and whoever's coming with him till they all gone.
We gon'
kill
him. Any thoughts of getting at him, man, you niggas best to
get
him.
We gon' get him,
we gon' get him.
Cheers. You already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, aka Big Bronx, aka Mr. So Crazy, so crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl, Lush.
Yo, what up? What's poppin'? It's your boy, Cuban Link. And right now, you're listening to Lush Radio Online. And this is to get the fuck up out of here Fridays. So you know what you got to do, man. Get the fuck up and get the spaghetti. Team Studios, what?
Yeah, you already know what it is. We live in the building, your girl, Lushy Lush, and we're live with your boy, Bercy Alago. Get him. That definitely was a hot joint. We live in the building. Shout out to my boy, Omar. Check out www.lushradioonline.com and let us know what's popping. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about business, man. That definitely was a nice joint, my dude. I'm feeling
that was,
a joint.
That was light work, though, Lush. That don't even scratch the surface. Trust me. I appreciate that, though.
I like that one right there.
I can't wait for you to hear the tape, man. We got a lot of fire for y'all. Oh, man, it's crazy.
That's what it is. Can you give everybody your Twitter and, you know what I'm saying, your sites and all that so they can check for you, my dude?
To check me out at Twitter, it's just at Mercy Alago, M-U-R-C-I-A-L-A-G-O. For Facebook, the same thing, Mercy Alago, just put that in. Or if you want to get at me through Facebook, you can go to famoent96@gmail.com, and that's how y'all can look me up on Facebook, too. I can hear the music there. I'm on Reverb Nation. That'll link you to my Reverb Nation page. I don't know. Some people still do the MySpace thing, so if y'all want to holler me on MySpace or check out the music we got up there, MySpace/MurSpace, MURCSPACE. Where else we at, man? We all over the place. You on boomdizzle.com. You can look for Mercy Alago there. The spelling is the same, MURCIALAGO. If you're looking for me, just type in the name just like that. Google me, like my brother Giddy told you.
So where is the name Mercy Alago from? Where'd you get that name from?
It started out, I used to be, call myself Merciless, but then it was, you know, Jamaican artists, a couple other people that called themselves that. Then I just was Merce, and then there was other artists that was calling themselves that. Then I figured, you know, I do like the car, so I might as well be Mercy Alago. So I just took that, you know what I mean? I was left, but I like that name better than all of them anyway, so.
So you went through mad transitions before you decided to take that name.
Yeah. It was definitely stages. It's stages that got us to Mercy Alago. We didn't start there, but I'm glad that we ended up here, man. This is the final one.
Mercy Alago, since this is Let's Talk About Business, if you weren't doing the music industry and you had to set up a business, what kind of business would you be doing right now at this moment?
Me? Personally, if I could set up a business, something to start me, like, when I look at investments and financial things, I don't look at the stuff, the average stuff that everybody is trying to do, you know, the clothing line, stuff like that. Me personally, if I had to start a regular business, it's going to be, I'd look to invest laundromats, stuff like that, stuff that I know that the area needs.
Hold up, before you go any further, I don't ever want you to say, if I could, on my radio show.
No,
I want you to say, when I decide I want to do it,
gotcha.
I will.
I like that.
There's nothing that you can't do if you don't put your mind to it.
You're very right about that. So when I decide to, because I can, it would be something like, you know, laundromats or things, gas stations, things that I know that the area actually really needs. I'm not trying to to start up another club or things like that. You know, I want real stuff that the community could actually really use, you know, feed off of. So I was looking at doing things like that, you know. And after that pops off, when that runs good, then we can look into things like restaurants and things like that. Honestly, you know, if you really look at and talk to any financial advisor, they'll tell you the first thing that people want to put money into is a restaurant, which honestly should be the last thing you want to do. But, you know, you try to other stuff after you know that there's real solid things that people need. People need gas. People need to be able to get their clothes clean. People need things like that. Nobody needs to go to your club. No one needs to go to your restaurant. You know what I'm saying? You need to think about things that everybody needs, not what everybody wants. So I would definitely look. I would be going in that route.
And definitely,
cleaners all over the place.
And definitely, what you stated is true. One of the top revenues and resources right now, if you're looking to get into it, is washing. A laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, okay, take it in the average person washes, if they don't have a washer and a dryer, they leave an apartment complex, sometimes the dryers don't work, they go to the laundromat. You see a lot of the Hispanics, who we got? A lot of Hispanics in the United States of America. They get their hard bodies. Do you imagine how many families is living in a freaking place together? Do you know how much money you're making? Like, word up. Like, I mean, I love my Hispanics, for real. I love all
word
of y'all.
Up.
But really, it's really the Mexicans. No BS, though. It's the Mexicans.
We'll talk.
And they in their hard body, and imagine the amount of money that they are spending all through the week. This is every single day, not just Saturday and Sunday. This is every single day. Plus the black people in there, all together, minorities. White people got washers and dryers, and
they don't need that. They don't need the public services. They got that in the crib, but that's what I'm talking about.
Constant revenue, and then on top of that, this is another thing I advise my minorities and people out there, my people, is to go out and check out franchises, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got Cold Stone. You got Walmart. You got different places, Denny's, all these different spots that have franchises that you can invest in and you can live off of that. You know,
Chick-fil-A. If I'm not mistaken, I think Cam owned McDonald's.
Yes.
So it's like, that's what the move is. Stuff like that.
You know, when this music thing is over, people, we always have to have something to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do get that advance money, I would advise you to pick up a franchise or pick up something you can make your money, make some more money, and then pay that advance paycheck back to these people and still have your side of money making money for you. You know what I mean? So check into a franchise and see what's popping with that. And also, don't forget to log on to SBA, you know what I'm saying, smallbusinessassociation.org, and check out some of the grants. And also, they got money for us as African-American people to be developers. I'm talking about, you know, all them shopping malls and strips?
Mm-hmm.
They got money for us to do that, but we don't look into it. They got money for us, you know? So people definitely got to check that out.
This is minority. Definitely got to become, like I said, now I'm very happy that we got stuff, you know, like Rush Radio out there that's promoting these types of endeavors and things like that, because a lot of us as minorities, we are blinded to these type of things, man. If we don't have the outlet, or we actually won't get up and look for it. So we do need the Lush Radios and everybody with that same mindset that's promoting this stuff. And so again, man, shout out to you, Lush. You're doing more than you could ever imagine for a lot of us, man, for real, for real.
That's what it is. Mercy Alago, I think I got my co-host live in the building. She's calling live from Cali, my girl Ebony. Live in the building. What it do, Ebony? You have Mercy Alago live in the building. Independent artist doing this thing. We talking about business. What up?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's good, Eb? We chilling.
I hear.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm taking a quick break from my 9 to 5, just, you know, calling in, checking in, so I can see what's going on the show. I love the show, and definitely what you said, you know, we do need a lot of Lush Radios online, people who's going to provide you entertainment and education, and that's what we basically stand for.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely. Ebony, you got any questions for Mercy Alago? you know, whether it's about community and stuff like that, because we haven't touched base on community and stuff like that.
Well, I did hear you saying some things about bringing things back to the community, but, you know, it's really important that we not only the community, but the kids, the adolescents. So what type of advice would you give, like, the youth in order to come out, branch out, either start it in the business or as far as, like, the entertainment industry or just regular business? You know, because some people have skills for different levels. So what advice would you give to the youth?
I mean, to keep it real, you know what, and this goes from when I'm around my nephews sometimes and things like that. Like, our youth, if you look at them today, man, they're angry. But for nothing, like, when I'm looking around, I see my nieces and nephews, they have all the stuff they can want. But sometimes, you know, you'll see them walking around with a scowl on their face. So I try to tell them, like, listen, for you to honestly make it in the world, for one, you need to make yourself more presentable. Because people coming and looking at you with a sour face all the time, that's an opportunity. That person, something that you wanted to do, that person could be the key to that. But looking at you and your body language and things like that, that gives them the sense of, I don't even want to talk to this person. So a lot of our kids need to enjoy being kids and really stop trying to grow up so fast. Honestly, that, you know, that's also due to the whole, as you look at it, you can see there's younger people having kids, kids having kids. So, you know, it's like that whole thing kind of twisted and altered the reality of what's really going on. So you got a lot of kids that's walking around thinking that they're older than they are, and they actually missing out on their childhood, missing out on key things that would help them develop into being more prosperous citizens and things like that. So, again, man, I just think a lot of our kids definitely need to do what they have to do with their education. That's definitely not a game. No matter if it's something that you feel that you're not getting out of that teacher, then you go look up that stuff on your own. You know, there's the Internet. There's a million ways for you to get the same education instead of someone just talking to you, which you're probably not listening, you know, because they are just talking to you. You need to go out and show some initiative to show that you want this information. So a lot of kids, you know, they're just used to getting spoken to. They're not actually trying to find the stuff themselves. You know, the whole way, you know, the text messaging that keeps you. A lot of kids sit on text messaging all day. They don't even know how to communicate with you.
That's true.
You ask them to write something for you, they'll write a real sentence, but the same way they were texting, with short words,
right.
Love, L-U-V.
Right.
They can't, like, they're really losing their motor skills as
right.
time progresses. So it's like, it's
definitely. And you know what? And since you talked about that not too long ago, actually, I think it was whether on Oprah or either actually on the news, they were stating it was a gentleman that was a researcher from one of the boards of education that stated that in ranking, when it comes to, well, it was actually on The View, in ranking outside of the United States of America, throughout all of the continents, the United States of America is ranking below average when it comes to the educational system.
Without a doubt.
And how can that be happening when apparently we were supposed to be the number one powerhouse? Why everyone comes over here? Why? Because we allowed the government to do the whole No Child Left Behind, and we allowed the government to be involved with our children's education. Have you noticed they've allowed our children to become dumber and dumber and dumber and
yes.
dumber? And they can't even act. Most of our children, they place them into special needs classes, which I was teaching not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And they place them in the classes because they feel that, oh, they can't learn. Why? Because you never ask them, did anybody take the time out to help them read? Maybe they might be insecure. That's why they're getting into trouble. You know, they never ask these children any of these situations. You
yeah,
know, it's so many
exactly.
different, it's crazy.
It's like when I look at when they're quick to say a kid has ADD or he's behavioral problems, first I look at it like, maybe you couldn't reach that kid. Maybe it's not the kid at all. Maybe it's just you, your method of teaching, you couldn't reach him.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to try different things before you're willing to write somebody off. And for them to even come up with this whole No Child Left Behind, and then if you're really in the system and you see what's going on in our school and education system, you'll think that everyone's getting left behind.
Wow, who's in the car?
Right. Somebody in the car?
I don't know what that is.
Was somebody in the car or something?
I definitely heard the beeping. Yeah, like, you know, is the education system, if you really look at it, it's like they're leaving it behind. So, I mean, again,
it's just a situation where people don't want to do their jobs. And, you know, they basically want people to just come in there and babysit. They don't, even the special needs children, you know, they're not even providing them with a lesson plan that will be beneficial to them as they grow up to be adults. It's like, come on. They're already having problems, and then you actually want to dumb them down more? Like, are you serious? Like, come on now.
I totally never understood the whole, let's sit these kids with behavioral problems where they don't live in a room with a bunch of animals and things like that. And I'm like, what are you doing?
It's
up
crazy,
in my school system, they have the ESL classes for kids. They'll put them in rooms with, you know, mice and snakes and things like that. And I'm like, what are they here for if you're not actually going to try to educate them? You just have them doing stuff that occupies their mind. You really don't have to deal with them until the bell rings.
Right. Right, but
yeah,
with the parents, it's up to the parents. I mean,
yes, I agree with that, because a lot of parents rely on everything outside the door to raise the kid. So I agree with that too, man. But again, that comes to a lot, like I'm saying, a lot of kids are having kids. So a lot of people who are parents don't even know how to be.
Hey, and that's why I say, I don't care what nobody say, what I say is the year of the crack baby. Before, back in the day, they used to take a little crack and they was all right, but now they just off the meter. I don't know what's going on. Half of these kids don't even know how to tie their shoes. The mama
it's
crazy,
it's
too.
Sad.
So, it's
crazy.
Right, it is. It's the parents. It's the parents. Exactly. I mean, you know, the only way that the school is going to teach a child correctly is if the parents go up there and say and demand that their child get an education. But if you just send your child to school every single day and just wait for your kid to come home, you know, then they're going to get the kind of education that the school allows them to. When the teachers know that the parents cares about their children's education, they're more amped to go ahead and do extra things for the child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have email now where you can email the teacher, find out what your child is doing. It's just the parents have to be more assertive and more, you know, into what the children are doing instead of just having kids go to school because that's the thing to do. And then how about when you get home?
I'm telling you, a lot of
people, you know, some of these schools are crowded.
A lot of people are just passing the book.
Some of these schools are crowded to where the teachers cannot teach the child individually. You know, you got 30 to 40 children in a classroom and one woman up there standing, trying to teach everybody something. Everybody learns on a different curve. You know, your parent needs to come in and step up and help, you know, the child with the education. Because back in the day, when, you know, kids were little, the parents were the ones teaching the kids their ABCs, their colors, their, you know, their multiplication. They were more involved.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to put the blame back onto the parents as well as the education system.
And when it comes to lacking in all of the aspects, you got to look at all angles, even the child, because the child is just waiting for someone to talk to them. Instead of you looking out for your, like, everyone needs to take a little more initiative in everything that they're doing, from the students to the teachers to the parents. Everyone needs to be more involved in what's going on, because, again, when I look at it, I just see everyone passing the buck. I'm sending my kid to school so you can deal with him for 8 hours until he gets home. The classes, the teachers are like, I'm going to give you this crap to do, so that'll keep you occupied until that bell rings. And the kid is like, I'm just going to be here until I can that bell rings and I can go home and play video games. Like, everyone, no one is really, really focusing.
Right.
You know, everyone's
passing
the buck, so everyone needs to take a little more initiative in what they're doing, especially the students, especially the parents, and definitely, you know, the people who are appointed to do this, which are the teachers.
Right.
And that's the truth. And you know what? That brings, we're going to have to have a whole total another show about what's going on with Americans' education. You know, we're going to have to talk about that on another time. But I definitely like your point of view, man. And the other things I want to basically say to you is that we appreciate you, man, and everything that you're doing with your music and stuff like that. And, you know, and we wish you nothing but success, man. And, you know, we want to continue to follow you on Twitter at Mercy Alago on Twitter. You want to spell that out for the people so, you know, they make sure they get that right and stuff to follow you on Twitter?
once again, if y'all want to holler at me, also I got a YouTube page also. It's all Mercy Alago, MURCIALAGO. I'm everywhere. I'm YouTube, Twitter, Boom Dizzle, Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, Your Mama House. I'm everywhere. Holler at me.
That's what it is, man. You at my mama house? Word?
No, I ain't at my mama house. Lush is crazy. Once again, man, shout out to Lush Radio.
Cooking up a good meal.
Yeah, right? Shout out to Lush.
I'm in the kitchen cooking up a good meal.
If I go anywhere near Lush and Lush people, I got to make sure I got the bottle. I got to get a bottle for Lush if I go anywhere near Lush family, so I got to make sure I have a bottle for Lush.
Bumba Claw.
That's what it is. But again, shout out to Lush Radio, man. Y'all look out for the mixtape, Mercy Alago. A few seconds more. The album coming out soon. That's called The Wait Is Over. Famo Entertainment. Check me out, Power 105 on Sundays. New and Y from 10 to 10:30. Javon the Last Don, DJ Kool, and all of them and all that. You can check out a lot of up-and-coming Rockland artists from my area, definitely. You can look on Power 105 every Sunday night. Check them out, 10 to 10:30, New and Y. Again, shout out to everybody in Rockland, all my Facebook family, everybody who I know listening, my brother Fearless, who is over 100 miles away and always keep me in the loop and make sure stuff happens to me. So once again, God bless you, brother. I ain't got nothing but love for you, man, and you already know that.
You know what? Before you leave, man, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Lush Radio Online. I know I actually added you to my Facebook. Don't forget to log on www.lushradioonline and sign up and put your information and all that. And I think we got another caller live on the line that might want to say some final words to you. You got a caller from Florida. 954,
okay.
What it do, baby?
I think I already know who that might be.
What up, Lush? Merck?
What up, Omar? What's poppin', my dude?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I hear y'all talking that real things up there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big brother Fearless. What's good, brother?
I'm here chilling, man. I'm about to hit the crib, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fearless is the one that's for all y'all who listen. Fearless is me up with everything. Without Fearless, y'all wouldn't hear me on Lush. Without Fearless, I would have never been able to do records with Giddy the Kid and dudes that are so far away from me and in a whole nother realm in lane. And my man Fearless just makes it, how he just brings it all together for me, man. So again, shout out to you, brother. I really, 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 really appreciate it, man. You already know how we do, man. We going to the top, baby.
Hey, y'all look out for Mercy Alago with, you know what I'm saying, Giddy, you know what I mean, that new track, and Mercy Alago and Giddy and Lloyd. We're going to try to get him on the remix with Lloyd and Giddy, and, you know what I mean? So that's it. Shout out to Lush, Merc. I got to go. Lush, what's up? Hit me up, all right?
All right, baby. Brother.
All right,
and look
sure.
out for the website, man. Omar's doing a banging job with this website. He's always switching up everything. I never know what to expect, man. I go there and I just be like, yo. I just feel tingly inside when I look at it.
He always doing his job with that, man. Trust me, he's always on.
He definitely goes
there. Like, damn, I look like a superstar of it. I was feeling that. I was damn, boy, that boy good.
You know, it's like the Coming to America. We was like, that boy can sing. You like, that man can do some graphics.
Yeah, that boy, I got that one. Go, boy.
Graphics.
I'm so happy I got the chance to do this, man. We definitely got to do this again. The bigger and bigger I get, trust me, I'm going to always come to you. You can bet that.
That's what's up. Appreciate you, man. You can stay on the line if you want to. We got like 32 minutes left. We're going to talk more about business. But if you busy, you know what I'm saying, you can bounce. But you can stay on if you want to.
I actually got to go in here. I'm about to head up to the studio so I can finish this record with my man, Young Cause. Shout out to him. So we got a little work to do. So I'm always trying to get it in. Don't worry, Lush. Every time I get something good and it's ready to go, you're going to check the email. You'll hear the record. Trust me.
That's what it is. Send it to LushRadioOnline@gmail.com.
Gotcha.
All right? That's
now,
what's
everybody,
up.
Lush Radio listeners, your boy Mercy Alago signing off. Please tune in. Look for me on YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, everywhere, and your mama house. Everybody mama house except Lush mama house until I get that bottle of liquor. Holla at you.
All right, yo, that's what it is.
Mercy Alago is just live with us on Lush Radio Online, man. Keep it locked, keep it tuned. Make sure you support that black brother doing this thing, man. We got to support one another, man. My movement is your movement. If we ain't working together, then we ain't working at all. And that's the truth, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about business. Let's get in our business together. Let's get it right. So let's talk about these apps. Everybody's talking about applications. Yo, I need an app for myself. I need this app for this. You know, Twitter has an app. You know, they got the Youberry. They got the regular Facebook apps. They got all these things for BlackBerry. They got it from the iPhones for the Androids. Now you're wondering, how do I get an app, you know what I'm saying, and what's the purpose of an application? All right. Now, they have the situation is first defining the user's experience for an app. Why? You know what I'm saying? The base thing is like, you know, determine the type of app you want to create. Does your app provide convenient solutions to common problems? Is it a game or based on a social networking site? Is it a tool that simply reformats your business web presence on the iPhone? Figuring out the type of app you want is to create and facilitate development process. Now, before you say you want to get an app, like they stated, basically you need to know what kind of app you want. What is it supposed to do? And it has to be as simplistic as possible. You don't want anything that somebody's going to have a hard time trying to figure out. And now with these apps, it's also a chance rate to see if it's going to be selected by Apple or not, because you have to submit your app now. How does monetize the app? It depends on the strategy, the production, or what you want to do, right? They have this thing called Beta. It's Beta, Bahil is B-A-H-I-L, a new media tech firm that helps companies in African-American development of mobile apps, right? And they basically help you find different software and to interface with the person. Now, when you're dealing with your app, you have to create a storyboard for your app. Towards the beginning, you need to get a rough idea of your user's experience for your app. Which will the interface? What will the interface look like? How will the screen interact with one another? From there, can you determine the resources you will need for the development portion and the graphic portion, and whether you might place ads? You know, because sometimes with your apps, you can also put ads in the phone. This is another thing that I'm telling you guys about the wave of the future. Everything is getting smaller. You're able to access the internet through your cell phone, through these mini netbooks and everything like that. Also, if you notice, if you go to, like, your Facebook and stuff on your phone, you see little ads at the top. You can also get your app to have ads on the top and stuff like that, which you're also getting paid for through the phone. So it's so many different things you got to think about when developing an application. Also, download the software development kit. Now, you can download the software to develop develop an app yourself. Now, if you're a little real tech savvy, or you want to actually take your time, maybe you got laid off of work and you have time to sit there and study this, you can obtain the SDK from Apple. Get an SDK from Apple. It's the software development kit. You can get that from them, and the SDK is free. You also need to know programming language called Objective-C. Now, if you want to do this yourself, like they said, SDK from Apple, you download that. That's free, right? Then after that, you need to know the programming language of Objective-C. Now, if you don't know the programming language, find somebody that's going to school from programming language, download the software, get them to sit there and do that, man. There's a way around everything. Now goes into develop the app. Create the back-end coding aspect of the software and the front-end user interface that involves more design elements. If you're not already doing web or app development, you might want to source that software or graphic development skill sets by hiring a contractor or freelancer. Now, you can go to freelancer.com. They have a site where you can actually put what you want somebody to do. You can ask somebody, and they'll bid for how much they're going to, you know, how much. You can put a price out there, and they'll bid for it, and they'll bid for the job. Now, you might consider purchasing a template ad. app. They got some apps that you can have a template for, and it's called Content Management System from a company like MuseFuse. It's M-O-Fuse. It's M-O-F-U-S-E. And you can download a template. You know how they got templates for websites if you don't really know how to do a website, but all you got to do is put it in and plug in stuff? So you can get a temp. You can get a template for the application so it's designed for yours, right? Now, develop a content management system. If your app is a content-based and you are providing the data, then you will need to build a CMS that hosts the data and interacts with the web. Alternatively, you can integrate all the data into the app itself. Obtain a developer's license. Now, you can get a developer's license. To submit apps to Apple for their App Store, you need to purchase a $99 license that is renewed yearly. Now, that basically allows you to submit your application, your app, to Apple, which they accepted, and that's going to cost you $99. Get permission to use vendors' AIP, an application program interface. Facilitates interaction between different software programs. If your app can't perform without another company's software, then you need to contact the company for permission to use and obtain its API. For example, because iHeritage interacts with GPS, you had to ask permission for the API for the phones for GPS. Now, after you do all of that stuff, like, you know, you do all that, you got to test your app. Make sure that you've gotten rid of all the bugs and everything like that, and that will ruin your user experience before you submit the app to Apple and distribute the app, limited numbers of iPhones, beta launch. Also, ensure approval from Apple. Be certain that your content does not, cause any problems. There's no copyright infringement. It includes, that doesn't have a profane stuff or violent content. And develop a marketing plan. How are you going to market your app to people? You know, you're going to put it on Twitter. You're going to put it on different social medias to get it out there. So that's a quick rough draft on how to create, an application. And a lot of people are looking for investors. We're looking for investors and getting money in there, but let's start up with the money that we have right now. The money that we have right now, you should start putting together a little fund. Every little money, every little bits and piece adds up to something. Let's start out with our startup fund and just start off first. First, LLC your business, like I always tell you. After you LLC your business, you move from there. But first, you got to think about what are you going to do. And be effective with that. So pick up small business. Go to SBA and pick up Black Enterprises 2010 Mag. They got a lot of resources and a lot of information for you guys on it. They talk with a lot of multi-billionaires, they definitely help a lot of people out there when it comes to getting your business together. This is another thing when it comes to saving money. This is a tip I want you guys to try to do. Every time you go and you break a 20, you might have a dollar in change. Get a hat, a box, a shoe box, whatever, a sock, put the dollar in there. Tomorrow you break a 20 or you break a 5, take $1, put it in that shoe box, forget about it. Every single day, your plan is to take a dollar and put it in that shoebox. You can raise up to 900 to 1,000 or more. So definitely, guys, go ahead and save money. Put your money to a side. Start your business. Go out there and take control of your life and start your dream, people. It's out there for you to grasp. Never say, I can or if I can. You can do anything you put your mind to. Take, for instance, Lush Radio Online. It started with an idea, and now it's put into action. And I love all of you guys, and you keep on winning, and it's Lush Radio Online. And we can't stop, we won't stop. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. DJ Roland's party's tonight. Shout out to everybody. And I'm out of here, man. I'm just out of here. And shout out to 11 and Dana Dane. Dance with myself, and we'll leave you with some music tonight. And we're out. Peace.
Renison, yeah, that's me. Ego Crusher, ELE. 2 weeks ago, a girl said it was ugly. Talk a little sh, now they won't hug me. Never was a thought, now they think of me. Pour drinks on me, now drinks on me. You already know the line, yeah, we could be friends. Feel like third baseline, back to the good again. When I said hi, they said bye. Before I spoke, they said no, fine. Keep that in the back of my mind. Never get enough money to the point I think that I'm too fly. You're handsome, sexy, cute, mom. Do you wanna dance? No, not with you. So I walk off the dance floor, get a little drink. Act like I'm famous, point in the wind. No new taxes, no missed calls. Lady, do you mind if I dance with y'all? This is my song, I don't need your help. So I go to the dance room and dance by myself. Ha!
You don't have to dance with me. Long as I have my 2 feet, I don't need nobody else. Cause I be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up in VIP. It'll be me and no one else. Cause I be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. I'll be dancing by myself.
I'm your one and only master of ceremony, the great one. Cheered around the sphere for my vocal application. Mics are rocking, crowds are moving. Just being here with you was a cause to celebrate. Brooklyn swaying, parties surveying. The dance floor throttle on them bony bottles. Babes in the building like they're straight off the fire. Tips with sponsors, ashes, July for a few ladies dance around me in a cypher. Trying to see which one I might have to eye for. I don't get gas, I take it all in stride. I believe a lot of things, but no. It makes me reflect on my humble beginnings when I was visited and bypassed by many pretty women who couldn't see my greatness or my earning potential. So they got scooped by dudes who had more strict credentials. But that's in the past, now I'm the toast of the club. Fat buck, bays, wanna rub and back that thing up. Thanks for no thanks, sugar, find somebody else. Right now, I'm a Brooklyn step by myself. Yeah.
You don't have to dance with me. Long as I am my 2 feet, I don't need nobody else. Cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up in VIP. It'll be me and no one else. Cause I'll be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself.
Everything that the owner exaggerated, make you throw your hands up like you graduated. Say I be feeling myself like a masturbated. Say you on some shit like you constipated. 48 hours, you can't stand them. New sheriff in town, Reggie Hammond. It's me and my drink, music loud. Then I hear a voice shout out from the crowd.
If you ain't think that I would show up, always want one day you show up. Oh, you ain't know what I was thinking. If tonight I could be your girlfriend, I was gonna go when I got.
This is my song, I don't need your help, so I go to the dance floor, dance by myself, oh.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I am my 15, I don't need nobody else, cause I be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up in VIP, it'll be me and no one else, cause I be dancing by myself.
Right now, I'm living for Right now.
They try to play me, Fred going crazy. Get the clip out the crib and get the 380. When I pop it and hit him, turn him to crazy. You see these rockers won't lick him, I'm not McGrady. But I'm the one, God's on fire. I dress it up, see ball, ball's on fire. Bank stopping it up. AJ, am I rocking or what?
Yes.
Okay, I work clips well. Two guns named Kelly and B, so it won't be a Michelle. Stamps my initial. Taste that, that's a fish shell, fish shell. It's magic when he rapping. The white coming keys, they telling me 3 seconds. The price is out. Yo, J, am I the nicest out?
Yes.
I gotta go.
Okay. So crazy, so
I gotta go.
So crazy, so
I'm living for the
right now, right.
Credit card and start grabbing shit. 5 G's worth of liquor, we ain't drink half the shit. It's hard to damn cork and start passing it. I work the ball hard like I'm on a staff and shit. Drink after drink and I don't even have to trip. 200 to the bartender, now that's a tip. She said I like you a lot, I took her back to the lot. Had a giggling in back of the drop. She asked some questions while she giving me top. Like she just wanna know me. And I'm like, just shut up and wop. Camcorder got it set up to watch. Busy like she gon' blow me. And I'ma slap her face in my cock. She sucking dick, eyeballing the watch. She like, IV. There was 1,000 bitches in the club, why me? You seem to admire the way the chain hang swinging. That's why I set you up for gangbanging. She like, when we gon' chill again? I'm like, bitch, next time you take that pill again. Pulled off, left her stranded like Gilligan. I left her stranded like Gilligan, yo.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush.